Well, it's that time of year again, time for Strong Women, Strong Hearts. And joining me once again this year to tell us all about this wonderful event are Alicia Taylor and Liz Urban, registered nurses in the Coronary Care Unit at Upstate University Hospital. Welcome to you both, ladies.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. So tell us about the event. Remind us about this event.
Our organization, Strong Women, Strong Hearts, was created last year to raise awareness regarding women and heart disease. Heart disease is the number one killer of men and women, but women are dying more than men because we really don't take care of ourselves as well. So this is the focus of our event. We held our first event last year, February 4th. This year we will be February 2nd, 2013, at HealthLinks Oasis. That's off Carrier Circle in East Syracuse. Our event will run from 10 until 4, and it is totally free to the public.
Now, I understand that you had a huge turnout last year. You had over 400 people.
We had an awesome result last year.
Yeah,
and this year we're going for bigger. Yes, it was. We're very proud of it. It came off fantastic.
So tell us a little bit about what will take place. If I were interested in going, well, I want to find out about that as well. How do you get involved? But first, what would I find?
We have lectures. Three of our cardiology doctors at Upstate, Dr. Botta, Dr. Carhart, and Dr. Costanza will be speaking. We're also going to have a lecture on naturopathy by Dr. Nadavani. We will be having sessions with about a life coach, music and healing, yoga and healing. Women, as I said, are not good about taking care of themselves. They're too busy taking care of the mates and the husbands. So our focus is to give them the information that they need. We will have health assessment area for screenings. We want people to know what their numbers are. That's very important for women to know your numbers.
So what kind of screenings, for example?
Blood pressure screenings, weights. To know your BMI, your body mass index.
Mm-hmm.
Know your numbers. Know your fasting glucose number.
Mm-hmm.
These are all important risk factors
You won't be drawing blood, though.
No.
But you'll recommend that they do that with whatever primary
care
they have.
We're going to be helping them with questions for their doctors.
Great.
So women are more comfortable questioning their doctor and getting the information they need. We will have all sorts of booths from dietary teaching. We will have pharmacy covered. We will have social workers covered. We're going to have various exercise classes, Zumba, yoga. That's only part of it.
Wow.
The fun part of it, we're offering free massages and Reiki therapy.
Oh, my goodness. I'm signing up right now.
Really. It's the whole, I like to call it the mind, body, spirit.
Yeah.
You have to incorporate everything. We're having shopping experiences. We have vendors that have things from health, relaxation, beauty. We have raffles and silent auctions.
Oh, my goodness.
We also have free breakfast and lunch, light fare, heart healthy fare. And one of the proudest things we are from last year is that from our event last year, we have started, in connection with Leisha Tedford, Women Heart, which is the first support group for women and heart disease in Central New York. And they meet every Monday, Monday.
I believe she came on to talk about her involvement with your organization and told her story. And she was someone who had a heart attack as a very young person.
Numerous. Yes.
She had numerous heart attacks. So she's running this support group locally.
She's a very knowledgeable woman, yes.
So that's she's trained to actually
totally
do
trained,
that.
Totally trained, yes, at Cleveland Clinic.
So she's working alongside you now.
Yes, she is.
Unbelievable. So we alluded, or Alicia did a fabulous job of alluding to why this is so important for women in particular, Liz. But tell us a little bit more about that.
I actually have a very personal story. My mother had a heart attack a couple years ago, being a nurse as well. She ignored all the factors, the abdominal pain, the acid reflux, the constant need for Tums, and then finally decided to call 911 after about a few hours, was rushed to the hospital and found that if she would have waited a little longer, she may no longer be with us.
Wow.
So, with that being said, like I said, she was a nurse. She was very knowledgeable about symptoms and things like that. We as women truly, truly, truly need to pay more attention to ourselves. Get to the doctor as soon as we have sort of any kind of symptoms. As you know, women generally tend to have more abdominal and acid reflux symptoms. We don't always have the left arm pain. We do normally have the diaphoresis, the sweating, the shortness of breath, But we tend to ignore those symptoms.
Say it's anxiety or say it's fatigue or something like
that. Oh, you know, this happens, you know, every now and then I do have this, you know, acid reflux, and it might be more frequent. I guess you have to get to the doctor at some point and see.
And isn't it true that women always assume it's going to be a man that's going to have the heart attack? I mean, statistically, yes. And what we've always thought of, it's not women who get heart attacks, but obviously that's not the case.
No, a lot of studies have only been done on the male population, unfortunately. So more and more studies are becoming popular for women. And I think that we as nurses in the cardiac unit have decided that we're going to take an upstream approach to healthcare and
so
educate
preventive,
these women.
Preventative.
Yes. And educate these women as to what they need to do, how to de-stress. That's a huge important piece of life because we just hold a lot on our shoulders. And as, you know, the economic changes happen, more and more women are working harder and harder.
Shouldering larger burdens.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so with that event, we're definitely trying to not only educate, but teach them how to relax, have time for themselves.
As Alicia said, that mind, body, spirit thing, yes. Which women obviously are made to be in a way so emotionally connected to people that they also often don't pay attention to themselves, but they also, all their emotions kind of go out taking care of other people, as you said. So what's different this year, Alicia? You were talking about the fact that, you know, you're hoping to have a larger turnout. Is there something specifically different this year that you're doing?
We have more speakers. We are focusing a little bit more into the relaxation, the music and relaxation, the yoga and relaxation, the naturopathy with Dr. Nadavani is new. We are going to be set in three sessions, so that people will have time to get from all of the different areas.
So tell me about the day briefly. In other words, you said it runs from?
It runs from 10 until 4 o'clock. Registration will start at 9:30.
So how does someone, what time does it start?
9 o'clock? Actually, yes. Last year we ran into some issues. People got their...
So 9 o'clock, listeners.
Yes. Okay.
So, yes. No, that's okay. So 9 o'clock. So tell us what I would find. Well, first of all, how would I sign up? Or where it's going to be at Oasis, right off Carrier Circle.
It is.
Right. So how does somebody find out about it? How do any
call,
of our listeners?
You call Upstate Connect, and the number is 464-8668.
And they will tell you how to register, or they'll take
your
registration?
They'll just take your name and address, and then you are registered.
Oh, okay.
Also working on a website format. It's not available yet, but we are working with our marketing department to get that set up so we can have people register online.
Online.
A little bit easier for them, yes.
Right. So then I show up, here I am, and what can I expect to find? Besides these booths, and then there are scheduled speakers throughout the day?
They are. In one area, we have one lecture hall that will have our cardiologist, Dr. Bada, Dr. Carhart, and our vascular surgeon, Dr. Costanza.
Will they speak only once during the day, or is that so? Is it important to know the schedule beforehand? So
yes. Actually, we're asking people, desperately asking people to register for a certain time period, because last year, our feedback from our attendees is actually something that we took very personally, and we wanted to make sure that we gave them as much ability to see all the speakers as possible.
So you want to make sure everybody has an opportunity to see everything.
Yeah, so we have registration for 10 a.m., 12 p.m., and 2 p.m. for our core education speakers. That way, if you register for one of those sessions, there's other breakout sessions that you can go see, like our naturopathic physician or doctor, as well as the life coach.
And will the classes also be run throughout the day?
They will.
The yoga
everything will
and
be
all
run
that.
Throughout
all,
the day.
All day long.
And there's lunch and breakfast.
And breakfast.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
And we're going to have all of our speakers and people will be available all day long for questions and answers
between
their sessions.
Wonderful. So. It's a wonderful thing you're undertaking. And second year, who knows? This is going to be going on and on. Thank you so much. My guests have been Alicia Taylor and Liz Urban, registered nurses in the coronary care unit of Upstate University Hospital. We'll be right back after this short break with more HealthLink on Air. So please stay with us.